Yes, Freddie Jackson, and of course, Rock Me For All Time's Sake. We have a young lady on the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking to?
I'm Leona.
Oh, hold on, wait, hold on. Yes, the mad maniac, Alexander O'Neill, hold on. Now, stay there, Alex. Now, go ahead, who are we speaking to?
Leona? Yeah, and I'd like to play a request for my friend Jacqueline and Jerry in Crumlin.
Jacqueline and Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, where are you phoning from in Crumlin?
Crumlin, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks for the call.
We're going to miss you.
Ah!
Very much.
You made a friend for life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Leona. Tune her way up there, all the way up there in Crumlin. Okay, Donna has a few more dedications.
Yes, I have a few here. It's for all the people in the Borza, Maria and Jerry especially. And thank you very much for listening in over the last year and a half to 2 years. We appreciate it very much and keep handing out the good fish and chips. Also to all the Pat Gray staff, who I know have been listening for the last year and a half as well, because I used to take requests from them, all the gang down there, Happy New Year to you from all the staff here at Halfbeat. And also to Jane and Larry, and they're listening in Perrystown, and to Avril, and that comes from a very good friend. Over to you, Tony.
Thank you, Donna. What else can we play? Well, good old Sparta Simpson, and bye-bye.
Wake up in the morning, ringing sound inside my head. The alarm clock is at the foot of the bed. It's the only way that I can make sure that I get up and have a shower. I gotta leave in half an hour. Can't be late, 'cause this is our first time to see each other in 2 years almost to the day. That long since you went away. Funny, but it only seems like yesterday. You broke my heart with the note you left to say. Bye, bye. I have to go away. And please don't try to bring me back to stay. And you know why it has to be. Look at my watch, it's a quarter to. Girl, I'm really hoping you feel just a little bit the way I do. I park the car and rehearse my lines, the ones I've read on so many times. How you doing, baby? Looking fine. And for the rest of my life, will you please be mine? Now you're standing there in front of me. You're looking better than you used to be. I hope to God that you will never leave. 'Cause I love you and that you can't believe. Thank you.
to let you get away from me. I'll regret that move for as long as I'm living. But now that I've come to see the light, all I wanna do is make things right. So just say the word and tell me that I'm forgiven. You and me, we're gonna be better than we were before. Loved you then, but now I intend to open up and love you even more. This time you can be sure I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever. Gonna try and make up for the times I hurt you so.
Looking back now, it seems so clear. I had it all when you were here. Oh, you gave it all, and I took it for granted.
But if there's some feeling left in you, some flicker of love that still shines through, let's talk it out. Let's talk about second chances.
Wait and see. It's gonna be sweeter than it was before. I gave some men, but now I intend to dedicate myself to giving more. This time you can be sure I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever. Gonna try and make up for the time. So
yeah, Sergio Mendes and Never Gonna Give You Up. The studio's absolutely black. The place, I don't know where the people are coming from. Is there a free drink sign outside the studio? Okay, see, it's exactly 1 hour and 5 minutes to the final countdown on Heartbeat FM. Now, let me see, we've got David Baker in again. Dave, and I believe he resurrected the force. Broadcast.
I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Oh,
actually.
Okay. Well, just let it roll.
Let it roll. Let it roll.
Okay, let it roll, Don. Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Don't change your life. Yeah, it's the very first day in Heartbeat FM.
95.5 FM. This is Heartbeat at 12 midday.
Good old Jeffrey.
Yours exclusively on the airways of love. It's Heartbeat, the love station.
Just smile for me and let the day begin. The sunshine that lights my heart within. sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will ride. On the wings of love, up and above the clouds, the only way to fly is on the wings of love. The snow when a ray of sun is felt. And I'm crazy about you, baby, can't you see? I'd be so delighted if you would come with me.
Yes, the Harpy Choir want to sing along. You right, gang?
On the wings of love!
Oh, you're dreadful. You right? Are brutal.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I think that's it, Tony.
It's over to David Beggar. David was the opening then on Heartbeat FM.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tony. It was a very memorable occasion on that Sunday afternoon when we played the love theme and we brought two Dublin love songs, 24 hours a day. It was a beautiful day. We all remember it. It'll never be forgotten in Dublin. It'll never be forgotten. Are we going to hear it?
Yes, David, we're actually searching our archives here. I tell you what, we take a break, we'll come back to it in a few minutes. We want to go straight into this one from, let me see, yes, it's David Grant, Jackie Graham, and Could I Be Falling In Love?
Wrong speed.
Thank you, wrong speed, right?
Heartbeat, 95 FM, in stereo.
The heartbeat of Dublin City.
It's the final countdown.
We regret that from December 31st, Heartbeat FM cannot bring you a radio service. Dublin's only love song station will cease broadcasting, as ordered by the 1988 Wireless Telegraphy Act. The final countdown is on.
It's the final countdown.
And the final countdown is exactly 1 hour. Let's get back into David Bacon on the opening day of Heartbeat FM.
It's 12:05 and
hello.
This is Heartbeat FM 95.5, Dublin's love station. We're having a party here. We really are. We've been drinking champagne all night and, well, I'm just surprised that I can put my words together, but your Heartbeat is on 95.5, brand new love station for Dublin. Let me introduce you to one or two people who are going to be working very, very hard on Heartbeat. Let's say hello, first of all, to our marketing manager, Ken Francis.
Hey, David, how's it going?
Not too bad, and we're really looking forward to bringing them the best in love music.
Well, the best in love, in fact, well, it's very hard to think of love this early morning because we've been up all night, you know, getting everything organised, a library sorted out.
The only thing I can say about love at the moment is I love the champagne.
All right. It makes you very giddy for Sunday morning for some reason or other. But listen, the best of luck, Dave, and to the station. As you know, we hope to present continuous sort of easy listening and the love music. So anybody who wants to have a nice easy listening time, 95.5.
is where to be. All right. And Ken, of course, is the marketing manager. A very big job for you, sir.
Well, I hope so anyway.
Go on there and drink.
Anything like the champagne, we'd be here all day.
Go on and drink. Go on and drink some more champagne.
Take a drop of that there.
Cheers.
Good luck.
All the best. Let's bring in Tony O'Hara, program controller. And Tony is a man who is really into the love music. Isn't that right, sir?
Well, so everybody's talking.
He's a lovely guy, really. Listen, cheers there. Good luck.
Well, to you, David, and the station, and everything will go.
Okay. Certainly, indeed. And Tony, of course, program controller. So there we are. And we have all the very best in love music on 95.5. How about another glass of champagne for me?
David, the actual idea of the love station.
The idea.
Well, I tell you one thing. They strike me as being right share of boozers in that Heartbeat FM. They opened the station on booze.
And we're still drinking.
Yes. David, it was great to hear that. That was
unbelievable. I never actually heard that before.
Well, I heard it before, actually. I remember that was about a year ago. But we have to thank a very good friend of ours, Mike Williams, for that. Resurrecting all that.
Right, super.
From the library.
Super.
David, once again, I said it was great to hear the opening of Heartbeat FM. You're sticking around for the end, and we do presume.
Yeah, but I just hope I can control myself, because with the tears, you know.
It wouldn't be the young ladies now.
So what am I going to do with my Walkman tomorrow? I bought an expensive Walkman.
Dave, I always thought you were hard of hearing when I saw that Walkman on your ear.
All right.
Anyway, it's the Love Song Station. We're into the final hour. It's 57 minutes to the final countdown. And great to have you along. It's Friday, the 30th December.
Love.
David Grant, Jackie Graham, all the way from Birmingham, and Could I Be Falling in Love? At this stage, we'll say no more. I believe I have a young lady on the phone. I want to say a big hi to her. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are we speaking to?
Hello, my name is Pauline.
Pauline, where are you phoning us from?
I'm from Ashburn, County Meath.
Yoo-hoo! That's John Keogh country. Pauline, thank you for your phone call. Who do you want to say hello to? What do you want to say?
I want to say hello to my cousin Terry and Valerie, who are home from London.
Right.
I want to wish them a very happy new year. And especially yourself. You were the very first person I ever spoke to on Heartbeat.
Tony, have you got a romance going there?
I'm going red here now. Don't mind me. It's from the drink that poured into me, nothing else. Pauline, I remember you well. And listen, thank you for your kind comments.
And I want to wish you all a very happy new year.
Well,
I know it's not very appropriate at the
time. Well, I mean, the thing is, you've got to be optimistic, as I said to you. We've got our health.
Absolutely.
Right, and that's the main thing. I mean, we've got the love songs. You can't go far too wrong with them.
And he's in his new tin of fruit as well tonight, Pauline. A lovely black suit here he has on him.
Nice. It's not a funeral, in case you're wondering why I'm wearing black. It just happens to be it's the young colour, I've been told.
He feels his little baby's dying.
Exactly. Pauline, happy new year.
Thank you very much.
Happy new year, Pauline.
Okay. Thanks, bye-bye. Pauline. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. That's a good friend of ours, Pauline, out there in Ashbourne. Don't forget, if you'd like to say hi to somebody, maybe some comments. The love line is still open. For the next, how many, 53 minutes. It's 544-570.
Talking so easy, all the loving you gave me, the feelings we shared. And I still can remember how you touched me so tender. It told me you cared. We had a once in a lifetime, but I just couldn't see until it was gone. Second once in a lifetime, maybe too much to ask, but I swear. I still need you near me, I still love you so. There's something between us that won't ever leave us. There's no letting go. We had a once in a lifetime, but I just didn't know it till my life fell apart. If ever you're in my arms again, this time.
Yes, Paper Bryson, and if ever you were in your arms again. Is that's the name of John Keogh, is it? Yes, indeed. John is 10 sheets in the wind.
John isn't 10 sheets in the wind.
Okay, John's listen, around. I believe we have a lady on the phone. Behave yourself, gang. Hello, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Mary Gaffney here.
Hello, Mary, how are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Are you enjoying the show?
I am, mentally. Listen, I'm sorry to hear you're leaving the air.
So are we, Mary. Go on, Mary, do you want to say hi to somebody?
Hi, I'd like to say hello to Joe. He's going to America tomorrow.
Can we go with him?
Sorry?
Can we go with him?
Oh, you can, of course.
If there's any room in the old suitcase, we'll go.
Ah, no, not at all. I'm sure you'll be back soon again.
Ah, yes, of course you will be indeed. Anybody else you want to say hi to?
Just say hello to Mary. She's working late in the ICS Building Society tonight.
Oh, a good place to be. Plenty of money. Maybe we'll be able to get a loan, will we?
Oh, no. No problem.
No problem. Listen, thanks for your call.
Listen, can you play a song for me, please?
We'll do our best. I tell you, it's bedlam in the studio. I can't even see where the library is, but we'll send somebody down. What do you want played?
Any song at all, and you can just play it for Joe, who's off to America.
Oh, you're so kind.
Okay, thanks
a
million.
A lot. Okay, Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
You
happy
too.
New
Bye
year.
Now. Bye-bye. That's Mary, and lots of love to Joe. Donna, do you want to dedicate this record? It's Chris Rea. Put you in the picture. To anybody out there?
Oh, yes, I'll just dedicate it to all the lovely lads here in Heartbeat. John, Morris, Glenn, especially Glenn. He was little warmer on Saturday night.
Sex symbol.
Definitely a sex
you
symbol.
You have to bow on one knee to the boss.
Man of the 80s, Glenn is. Aren't you, Glenn?
1880s.
And the time is now approaching 15 minutes past 11, and it's 15 minutes away from 11:30, which is a half an hour away from 12 o'clock.
Donna, no more drink for you. Here's Chris Rea, all right?
On the radio, and I take my place. Reluctantly, I join the race. It's not my fight, just trying to stay on my feet. But oh, there's one thing that gets to me, is that little girl. She puts me down so easily, in total absurd. I'm saying these words with every beat of my heart. I will love you with every song, with every breath that I take. I'll give you the moon and the sun. You're the only one pleading love, every beat of my heart. Every breath that I take, I'll give you the moon and the sun. You're the only one pleading love with every beat of my heart, pleading love with every beat.
Stand there. Glenn, have you got a mic?
That's John Keogh, of course, not behaving. So Glenn, have you got this? It's the Love Song Station, 95.5, 11:16 on Friday time. We've got all the children in. Lads, would you just leave the children at home? Please behave yourselves. It's 11:16, it's the final countdown.
With the bottle in his hand.
Okay, right, okay, we go up. It's my own little girl, Gemma Leah. Hi, do you want to say hello? No. You're dead right. Keep the silence. Okay, here we go. We got all the heartbeats out here. My God. What an ugly show.
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
I tell you one thing. Thank God it's not television.
Okay,
behind you.
Behind you.
Okay, back to some of the stories that happened to Heartbeat. As I said to you, it's gone over 2 years. Mm. Remember one in particular stands out was Gards Glen. Glen was our newsman.
Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite, as I said to you, write our information.
Do you remember the day he was on? I was on the air at the time. It was the 3 o'clock news. I'll never forget it, right? I was on the air. Glen was sitting here on the other side of the desk. And unknowns to Glenn, I had sneaked Sean in. That's a lovely squeak, yeah.
Hold on, John, do you like that?
I had sneaked...
It's amazing what it amuses some people.
Bones.
Yes. Exactly. I had sneaked Sean in, and he was underneath the desk where you are, Donna. And Glenn was in the middle of
the desk, John. Pardon me.
Oh, I'm sorry, right.
And there now.
And Glenn was reading the news. And when it came to the last story, Sean decided he'd stick... the glasses and a pair of, was it teeth he had? Was it
yes.
False teeth? And he'd run them across the edge of the desk. And apparently you could see this out of the corner of your eye, could you?
Yeah, I could.
And then the head came up and that just made him just freak out altogether. That was the end of one news bulletin anyway.
So, actually, the news just went by the wayside.
The news just went. You see, unfortunately, Glenn could make it to the mic fader, so he was able to pull it down without actually saying anything.
Of course, and of course no one was the wiser.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say, great gang for having loads of crack in the air. I mean, you could never be certain, unless you barricade yourself in the studio, what would happen. I mean, things would fly through.
I mean, there was a day, especially I remember Christmas Eve, I was sitting in here, and the Christmas party was in full swing, and a Christmas tree came flying through the air, and then a leather jacket shortly afterwards.
That's right.
Thrown by your good self.
Well, I mean, you have to make the atmosphere. You've got to contribute. I mean, there's enough people dead out there without being dead in the air. Who else have we got here? Oh, we say hi to Robin. Robin is one of our latest recruits. Robin joined us in the last few months. Yes, would you leave the fader alone?
Having trouble over there, Tony, are you?
No, actually, well, it reminds me of Super Queen. As you know, we were doing all these Super Queen lives. Now, they were great gigs. Well, I'd say hi to all the Super Queen staff out there, especially all the gang in Sutton, Finglas, Blanchardstown, Knocklyon, Walkinstown especially.
Swords.
Right, can I see the mic? Thank you. And but they used to have a playhouse, and I'm just wondering, is it catching on with so many kids around tonight? Anyway, Robin is one of our latest recruits to Heartbeat FM, and she's done extremely well. Robin, how are you?
I'm fine, a bit sad, Tony, but sure, can't be helped.
Let's look on the bright side.
Exactly.
We were here, we've made it, and it's great to be part of it. That's what I say.
That's true.
Mark, and you're gone.
Okay, exactly. Anybody else want to say hi? Anybody else say hello?
We say
hello to an all night man. An all night man hasn't been well lately, we believe. Bernie, come over here. Can you squeak? Sorry,
hi.
Can you speak?
I can just about. The doctor has fixed it, don't worry, Tom.
Okay, well, Bernard, as I said, you've done all the all-night show. And like I said, it was great having you along. I think you were glad to be with the old station.
It was really good. You know, I tried for a long while to get in and really enjoyed picking up all the new listeners on the all-night. And I'll miss it. That's all I can say. Wish everybody the best for the future.
Okay, Bernard, great having you along. We have an old friend here who was on the air here for about a year and a half. Unfortunately, who's behind me? There's someone... Oh yes, that's okay. It's like news at 10 behind me here. You've got television cameras and all. Jerry Clancy, speak to me.
I'm here.
Ah, there's the mellow tones of Jerry Clancy. Jerry, we know you had a slight accident and you're away from the station, but we can
slight.
Well, we won't go into too many details. You're back on your feet, that's the main thing. Jerry, great to have you back tonight. Speak to us, tell us all about Heartbeat FM, what it meant to you and what you would hope for the future.
Well, what it meant to me, well, I think the best story would be when I tried to get in. I remember when Heartbeat first opened, I just put this can down here out of the way. I remember when it first opened and I was working on another station at the time, which we will not name because it wasn't too popular at the time. And I rang up, and I only found out when I started working here that the guy that I rang up was David Baker. Dave's outside, he's probably going to go about scarlet now. And I rang about a job, and I was given the old runaround story that I wasn't good enough, that I hadn't got enough experience, and so on and so forth.
Who's that? So who said you were? John?
That was long ago and far away.
Oh, indeed.
Well, as far as I knew, it was David Baker. So I said one day I will eventually. So I ended up going to a station just up the road in Crumlin. And then, of course, it was quite by accident because I rang Lawrence John, who was the general manager.
Good old
at the time.
Larry, what?
Good old happy Larry.
Anyway, listen, hold on, let's be generous. We wish Lawrence John all the best for the future.
We don't.
Listen, hold on now, listen, a bit of law and order. He was good for the station. We wish him well. Behave yourself, Anna. I'd like to wish Lawrence, for myself and from Heartbeat, the very best for 1989. He was great to work with. He had a great system. And he taught us a lot about radio. Let's be honest about it.
And I have to thank Jerry. I'll thank him as well. I mean, he got me into Heartbeat, which was Cara at the time.
That's right.
And that was quite by mistake that I did eventually get in here, because I'd only rang up to do a promotion for the Castle Inn, which is down in Christchurch. We were having a birthday party for the radio station, and we were asking Lawrence, would he be able to promote it? And he thought I was ringing about a job, so he rang me back and so on and so forth. Eventually I came down for an interview, and here I am.
Ever says, Jerry, what do you hope for 89, just before we let you go, okay? Do you want to, Jerry, tell you what, people like to hear you introduce records. We have Phyllis Nelson, I'm just letting it go now. Do you want to take it away?
I will indeed. Heartbeat FM, we've got another 37 or 38 minutes to go. I can't read the time properly. And this is Phyllis Nelson, Move Closer.
But in the meantime, when we're together, touching each other, and our bodies do what we feel, when we're dancing, and swaying, tender love.
It's 11:25 right here on 95.5 The Heartbeat Dublin City. Phyllis Nelson inviting you to move closer. Let me say, we got, I believe it's Fiona on the phone from Crumlin. Hello, Fiona.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. Can I just want to say hello to David Baker and happy birthday from Jennifer. And hello to Chris from Sandra.
Yeah.
And she's their star day, I leave in the air.
Ah, thank you very much. Listen, thanks for...
Fiona, you know it's Tony's birthday in 25 minutes.
Is it?
Yeah.
What sign is he? Tracy, what sign is he?
Okay.
Fiona, thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's Fiona and Crumlin. We've got all the Heartbeat gang in now. We've got them all, our little children standing there. Okay, who are we talking to next? Let me see. Tracy Evans is back in with us. Tracy, speak to me. Give her a mic. Tracy, I thought you were born with a mic in your hand.
I think so. I actually heard Terry Wogan saying that once, that he took to a mic like he took to nothing else. And I feel I have the same thing, even though he is a Leo. Okay.
Here we go. Oh, God's sake, we've only half an hour left and she's off.
But there again, Jessica Matthews was a Leo as well.
Tracy, can you hold on? How could he be Leo when he's called Terry?
Well, that's the way it goes.
Explain that one. Now, first of all, hold on. Would the television please stop? Sean Ferguson, I want you coming over here and get him out there. Sean, come over here.
Give us the camera. Okay.
Yes, Wacko Jacko.
Okay, here he goes.
Here he comes. Hello, Sean. Yes.
Greetings, oh great one.
Oh.
May I bow before you.
Yes, he made it.
And he doesn't know whether he's Virgo.
Arise, servants, arise. Okay, Sean, first of all, we've got Tracy on one side here. Tracy, what sign is Sean? Sean, what sign are you?
He's
Sean
on the cusp. Know. Yes, exactly. He doesn't know.
He's on the what?
One minute he's a Libra and the next minute he's a Virgo.
Just totally.
And I think he definitely acts as a Virgo in this station,
but
because he takes it over.
You know, Tony, once my sun clashes with my moon, that's it. You know, I'm finished altogether. You know?
Just fire about it. Let's get back into Tracy. We've been talking to Tracy. She's been involved in radio for around, 10 years? She's been in radio.
Very funny, 8 years.
8 years. She's been in Radio Dublin. Let's send greetings to the Captain Eamon Crook and all the staff, Jerry Marsden and all the gang up in Radio Dublin. May we wish you well, sir, on your voyage, wherever your takes you for the next 1989. We wish you well.
And he nearly made it today.
Well, we won't comment too much about what went down today, but just let's say we certainly applaud you when we back you. That's all we can say. Tracy, you're in Radio Dublin. Who else do you want to say hello to? Tell us all about your radio years, okay?
As I said earlier on, if somebody wasn't listening in, to me, radio is a helping media. And I think it's where it's at. Okay, Super Pirates came along and they were terrific. We're not going to knock Chris Carey or Robbie Robinson or anybody else. But in the long run, what Eamon Cook taught me, and going back to Radio City, Radio Dublin years, to do with Mum of the Week, Lonely Hearts, anything you can help with on radio, or coming into somebody's room, saying hello to them, giving them a book up in some way, helping them out, to me, that's the only reason I want to be in radio. I'll never be a whiz kid DJ. Okay, come on.
You certainly learn how to cue, Tracy.
But at least...
Sean Ferguson.
She'll never be funny like me, anyway.
Sean, tell us all about the mad things you've got up to in the last few years. I mean, you've been a walking...
Has anybody seen Glenn's photograph on the wall? It's sort of a bit lopsided.
That's not the photograph, that's Glenn being intoxicated. Sean, you're just a walking...
If I was to tell you everything I did in here, we'd have to ask Ray Burke for an extension, because honestly, I just couldn't go on, honestly.
Great story. Ray who?
Ray who?
You already heard the one about, did we hear the one about me, Job? Glenn.
What did you say, Ray Burke? Sorry.
Yeah. I should have said that, yeah.
Pronunciation again, sorry
and,
lads.
The thing I did on Morris and the thing I did on Ian Turner as well. I just generally came in here and had a good time.
Sending up people.
That's all. I just came in here to have a good time, and I hope I did that as well, and I hope everybody else enjoyed it along with me, because I certainly did enjoy it every night of the week.
Yes, well, we certainly enjoyed having you along, Sean. It was great. Your shows are great. He is a good singer. The Wings of Love was magic the other night. Absolutely magic. Who else can we say hello to? Let me see. Glenn, any comments there?
Mr. Bossman.
Oh, yeah, Glenn, yes.
And Mr. Nice Man, I must say.
Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking.
Where do you appear next, Glenn?
I've had a great time. Really, I have a great time. And I'd like to say thanks to all the gang in Heartbeat. I've enjoyed every moment. And you're a great bunch to work with. Lunatics,